Good evening. The 10 p.m. news, read by Patience Wingo. The main points. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, congratulates Philemon Yang on election as President of the 79th UN General Assembly. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will tomorrow at the behest of the President of the Republic preside over the 63rd edition of the end of the sporting season in Cameroon and the 2024 Cameroon Football Cup final to pit Aigle Royal de la Menoua against Colombe de Dja Ilobo. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. President Paul Biya has officially congratulated former Prime Minister Philemon Yang on his remarkable election as President of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. The message was delivered by External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela at the UN General Assembly podium. In his address, Minister Mbela Mbela conveyed President Biya's message to the global community, which emphasized the importance of addressing climate change and advancing the UN reform agenda. Charles Ebune reports.
I now give the floor to His Excellency Le Jeune Mbela Mbela, Minister of External Relations of Cameroon.
The Paul Biya 2024 United Nations General Assembly speech begins with a formal message of congratulations to his former Prime Minister, Head of Government, Philemon Yang, for his election as President of the current United Nations General Assembly session.
Tout d'abord, je voudrais vous adresser à nouveau mes chaleureuses félicitations.
Let me once more congratulate you for your election as President of the 79th session of the United Nations. Your election to this prestigious post is a moment of pride for your country, Cameroon, Africa, and the satisfaction of the international community. Accompanied to New York, amongst others, by the President's diplomatic advisor, Didim Ondoa, External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela delivers Paul Biya's message to the world. Our common house, the planet, faces extreme global warming, which threatens the extinction of some nations, forest and coastal zones in different parts of the world. One of the key points in the speech is the need to protect mankind from the brink of total destruction from the climate change scourge. Torrential rains, floods, deadly as we have seen lately in Africa, Europe, Asia, heat waves and landslides are key features. The president uniquely calls for the immediate correction of an injustice, Africa's absence in the permanent bench of the United Nations Security Council with veto powers. Torn greatly by wars which erode human progress, Cameroon calls on the maintenance of the dialogue channel as the best way to respect the United Nations Charter for peace to reign.
Mon pays reste convaincu.
My country remains convinced that dialogue, consensus, preventive diplomacy, confidence building are essential to guarantee peace in the world.
Dans notre monde.
After the United Nations speech, the next big diplomatic engagements for this portion of the Biya crew will be possibly in Western cities, including in France, for La Francophonie Summit next week.
We now take this press release from the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will, on the esteemed instructions of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the 63rd edition of the end-of-year sports season, coupled with the 2024 Cameroon Football Cup final, opposing Aigle Royal of Menoua to Colombe Sportive of Dja and Lobo at the Yaounde Amadou Ahidjo Omnisports Stadium this Sunday, the 29th of September 2024, from 2 p.m. The press release is signed by the Director of Cabinet at the Prime Minister's office, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. Meanwhile, there is mounting effervescence in Sanmlima, hometown of Colombe Sportive of Dja and Lobo, ahead of their historic Cameroon Cup finals to pit them against Aigle Royal of Menoua tomorrow. commercial motorbike riders in Sangmalima have today staged a motorized caravan to show their unwavering support to the team and mobilize more fans ahead of the highly anticipated game. Our reporter Clarence Azair reports from Sangmalima.
It is with great excitement that supporters of Colom in Mvila, Ntem Valley, Ocean, Enja, and Lobo divisions await the final of the most anticipated football event of the season in Cameroon. Eric Enam, fan.
It's a big moment for all the guys of the South region. You know that it's the first time our team reached the step of the final of Cameroon.
Many are showcasing unwavering dedication as victory will seal a historic football year for the South region. David Gigwet, president, Vang Zuntem Sports Association.
Football feminist,
it will be a great thing for Colom to win this trophy to make the South region really happy because we are the holders of the female cup, that is FC Bolova. Their dream of seeing the bird of the forest flying above the bird of the grass field to leave the coveted trophy is foiling anticipation. Mayor Andre Thomas Bangon, member of the mobilizing committee for the Villa.
We are in très forte mobilisation dans la Villa.
There is strong mobilization ongoing in the Villa. The Minister of State, Professor Jacques Famindongo, has called on us to assemble 1,000 supporters.
Fans of Colom in the South has reached fever pitch as Sunday approaches. Clarence Azze, reporting for CRTV News in Abolova.
And over in the West region, supporters of Aigle Royal of the Menwa, led by Governor Awa Funke-Augustine, are set to storm Yaoundé for the final of the Cup of Cameroon. Our reporter Aizen Gonkum visited Chang to capture the temperature ahead of tomorrow's game. His report.
The ambience of the final of the Cup of Cameroon is gradually gaining steam in the Menwa and West region as a whole. Supporters are optimistic victory will be theirs this time around.
We are united behind Aigle de la
Menwa, anxiously waiting for the victory and trophy that has been running away from us for a long time now.
All is set for them to move over to Yaoundé for the grand finale.
We have been mobilizing ourselves to go to Yaoundé and push Aigle to victory.
Governor Awa Funke-Augustine is leading the troops.
This time around, we're not going there to accompany others. We've held, at the level of the regions, several meetings to mobilize the elite to be part of this exercise. We've gone further to get all the elites of the West region and the population to back up this club for the finals.
After close to 100 years of waiting, fans, supporters and sympathizers of Aigle Royal de la Menwa will be hoping the gods of football smile on them in their third attempt to lift the trophy. Isaac Gonkum, CRTV News, Chang.
In the meantime, as anticipation builds for the upcoming Cameroon Cup final between Aigle Royal of Menwa and Colom of Jan Lobo at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, football fans in Yaoundé are eager to share their predictions. Anne Umeko of CRTV Center spoke with supporters gearing up for the historic match and gathered their insights and reactions for the news. Her report.
With just few hours left for the Cameroon Cup finals to be played between Aigle Royal de la Menwa and Colom de Jai and Lobo at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, Yaoundé heats up with supporters and fans preparing to be part of this historic encounter on Sunday. Supporters around Yaoundé predict scores.
My name is Sylvain Alexis. About the Cameroon Cup final, I support Aigle Royal de la Menwa, and I think that they can win that goal because they have all the capacity to make that. The prognostic for me is 2-0.
Colom de Jai and Lobo, why not? I'm calling the rig. Concerned about the match, I support Colom de Jai. They will win 1-0.
There is no doubt football remains a major unifying factor in Cameroon. This historic encounter to mark the 64th edition of the Cameroon Cup Finals and the football record books as the two teams will face each other for the very first time. Anne Omeko, CRTV Center.
Still in sports, the under-20 Lions of Cameroon will play against the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday in the semi-final of the ongoing UNIFAC zonal qualifiers for the 2025 under-20 AFCON. Coach Ivan Kenway and his players defeated Gabon by 3-1 this afternoon at the Alphonse Masamba Debar Stadium in Brazzaville to qualify for the semis with 6 points. Nathan Douala and his teammates must beat the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday to qualify for next year's AFCON in their category. A delegation from CAF is currently in Cameroon to carry out a routine check and appreciate football infrastructure in the country. Amongst the sites already visited is the Limbe Omnisports Stadium, as you tell us, Kange Leon César.
The Omnisports Stadium in Limbe during the last visit failed to meet the standards put in place by the Confederation of African Football for such infrastructure to host continental competitions. The same criteria evaluated on the continental scale were looked at during CAF's recent visit. Besides the standard capacity which the Omnisports Stadium has already met, the nature of the pitch was evaluated before the delegation made brief stops at the various dressing rooms for players and officials. As per the text, the accessibility of the stadium, including for disabled persons, was looked at, after which the Southwest Regional Delegate of Sports, the director of the Limbe Omnisports Stadium, and the lead official from CAF entered off-air discussions. With the stadium generator and restrooms maintained to optimal levels, the media rooms still at acceptable standards, the hope is that the recent visit will yield better results as opposed to the previous. Mr. Hilarion Carlin Kulu, after taking notes while evaluating the infrastructure, left the Limbe Omnisports Stadium in smiles, breathing hope that the 20,000-seater structure will surely be equal to CAF's test.
Away from sports, the colloquium on intercommunity conflicts and the promotion of living together has ended with participants and panelists recommending a better management of land and water resources and a deconstruction of slogans and jargons that dehumanize certain communities in order to mitigate or eradicate the ill. The closing ceremony of the colloquium, organized by the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, was chaired by its president, Peter Mafani Musonge. The overall objective was to find innovative ways of preventing, managing, and resolving intercommunity conflicts. Albert Njembonde has the details.
It was a closing that revolved around making an overview of the issues discussed after 3 days of proceedings, during which 18 keynotes were presented alongside four plenaries, moments during which contentious issues were examined by panelists and participants without any taboo.
The deliberations revolved on related aspects of four sub-themes: the social history of intercommunity conflicts in Cameroon, intercommunity conflicts in Cameroon and the promotion of living together, public authorities and intercommunity conflicts prevention, management and resolution mechanisms, and intercommunity conflicts in Cameroon, and the imperative of strategic monitoring.
Dr. Cornelius Chiasafo, General Coordinator of the Colloquium, read the report of the proceedings, whose recommendations, amongst others, call for the promotion of research and teaching on the history of Cameroon with the aim of building a more harmonious nation, deconstructing the many slogans and jargons that tend to dehumanize certain communities, and effective implementation of provisions that guarantee a better management of land and water resources, not leaving out the empowerment of traditional rulers to manage inter- and intra-community conflicts. Preventive and curative recommendations, which Sir Peter Mafani Musonge, president of the commission, said will be useful in the institution's role of strengthening living together in Cameroon.
With your collaboration, we will be able to provide top hierarchy with proposed solutions that will enable us not only to better manage inter-community conflicts, but also to be in a position to prevent them and thus ensure that they are no longer an obstacle to the promotion of living together in Cameroon.
The commission was encouraged to go down to the regions to share and sensitize the population on the issues discussed in Yaoundé.
Plans are on the way to transform the Finki Health Center in Babungo Village in Goketunjia Division of the Northwest Region to a full-fledged hospital in some 15 months. This is part of a memorandum of understanding signed between the CBC and Elite of Babungo, which features the construction of a surgical block, theatre and doctor's residence in the hospital to improve healthcare facilities and services in Babungo village and its environs. Jolenta Rosa Fanui reports.
Inhabitants of Babungo village have over the years witnessed challenges in accessing healthcare services. They move from one community to another for advanced treatment, and frequent roadblocks as a result of the ongoing social unrest makes it more complicated. The transformation of the health center in the village, the director of the CBC Health Services, Samuel Ngum, details, will reduce the mortality rate in the community.
By the provision of this healthcare, people can live in their communities and really have a healthier life.
The phone, His Majesty Dofua Zofua III, an elite of Babungo community, explained that they will contribute over 50 million francs to top up the sum to complete the project expected to bring development in the community.
We are going to raise the money up to 100 million francs CFA so that we can have good infrastructures for the CBC Health Center in Babungo. For a community to develop, we have to provide healthcare for the people. I will not only rely on the government to do that.
The project will last for 15 months, will start in October 2020. And end in January 2026. Jolenta Rosa Fanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Now in news out of the country, Tunisia's parliament has approved a law stripping its top court of its authority to rule on electoral disputes 9 days before the presidential election. Opposition groups fear the move is aimed at ensuring President Kais Saied remains in power. Out of a total of 161 lawmakers, 116 voted to amend the electoral law to strip Tunisia's administrative court of its power to rule on electoral disputes. It comes just days ahead of presidential polls on October 6. It is with that footnote on our foreign page that we conclude this edition of the 10 p.m. news, brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.